Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is love, I know, and if you ask, I know, love is no word.
trust in Yah the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. I read to you from Proverbs chapter 3, Guidance for the Young, verses 5 and 6. Sheep, let's have a word of prayer to our Heavenly Father. Our Father God in heaven, we love sheep. Thank you for you loved us so much that you sent your Son to redeem us from sin and death, what the devil had waiting for us. Thank you for your love and redemption. Heavenly Father, thank you for keeping natural disasters away from your blessed city, Detroit, Michigan. As always, Father God, you should thank you for giving us sane, sound mind, excellent health, family, love, peace, joy, happiness, boldness, courage, prosperity in all things that you have for us. And thank you so much for restoring us. I say this prayer in Yahweh's name, also known as Jesus. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The only day that the Bible tells you to remember to keep holy and to rest. You'll find that in Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. Now, my Bible may read slightly different from yours. I read from the New King James Version. Follow me, sheep, to Ezra chapter 7. That's where we left off at verse 24. But I want to tell you, this morning, the devil, let's just laugh at this devil for a moment. The devil was on attack. Made it difficult for me to call into this program. And I'm just going to laugh at him with me for a second or two. Ha, ha, ha. You know, I read off of the internet one of the Bibles that is not printed, but not Bibles, but one of the Bible books that is not printed in the Bible. And it was about Adam and Eve. And I learned from that, reading that the devil is mad because he was told to worship us, the human beings. So let's laugh at him. You know, God placed us above him. He refused to worship us. But nonetheless, let's go to Ezra chapter 7, verse 24. I'm trying to think of the name of the book that I read. It's one of the books that, you know, there are several books that are not printed in the Bible. And this particular book that I read is about Adam and Eve. And that's why I know that the devil was supposed to worship us, but he refused it. He wants us to worship him. And in many cases, he has had us to worship him. I'm so glad that God has redeemed me. Now, I may go back from time to time and doing something that I ought not to, but I'm just glad that I have put God first in my life and not the devil. But you know what the devil has waiting for him is death in the end. It is just plain old no more devil. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for that. Let's read Ezra chapter 7, verse 24. Also, we inform you that it shall not be lawful to impose tax, tribute, or custom on any of the priests, Levites, singers, gatekeepers, Nethinims. Nethinims are temple assistants or servants of this house of God. And you, Ezra, according to your God-given wisdom, set magistrates. And magistrates are judges who have the power to enforce law, and judges who may judge all the people who are in the region beyond the river, all such as known the river, let me pick that, start reading at verse 25 again. And you, Ezra, according to your God-given wisdom, set magistrates and judges who may judge all the people who are in the region beyond the river, all such as know the laws of your God, and teach those who do not know them. Verse 26, whoever will not observe the law of your God and the law of the king, let judgment be executed speedily on him, whether it be death or banishment. Banishment means you can't come back to that area. Get out and go. Don't come back. Or confiscation. Confiscation is the seizure of your resources, or, you know, they've taken your property or your goods. Or imprisonment. Verse 27. Blessed be the God of our Father who has put such a thing, and when I say the word thing here, I say it's honor, such an honor as this in the king's heart. And whenever I say the word heart, I replace that with mind, to beautify the house of God, the Lord, which is in Jerusalem, and has extended mercy to me before the king and his counselors and before all the king's mighty prince. And prince, those are the male, and it's more than one. It has P-R-I-N-C-E-S. So I was enraged as the hand of Yah, the Lord, my God, was upon me. Excuse me, let me read that again. It says, so I was encouraged. The devil wants me to say I was enraged, but no, let me get it right. So I was encouraged as the hand of Yah, the Lord, my God, was upon me, and I gathered chief men of Israel to go up with me. Now, that completes the reading of chapter 7. I'm going to read in chapter 8. It says, here's the families who returned to with Ezra. Let me read that again. Here's the families who returned with Ezra. I'm going to skip portions of chapter 8. We're going to skip verses 1 through 14. And then it says, servants for the temple. We're going to skip verses 15 through 20. We're going to start reading at today's lessons, fasting, prayer for protection. Now, sheep, if you can remember, maybe 3 years past, I read from the book of Matthew, and in Matthew chapter 6, verse 17, it tells us to anoint our head with oil and to wash our face when we fast. Okay? Let's pick up reading Ezra chapter 8, verse 21. Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before our God to seek from him the right way for us and our little ones and all our possessions. For I was ashamed to request of the king an escort of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy on the road, because we had spoken to the king, saying, the hand of our God is upon all those for good who seek him, but his power and his wrath means anger, are against all those who forsake him. Forsake means to leave him alone or abandon. Verse 23, so we fast and entreated. Entreated means to pray or to ask or petition our God for this, and he answered our prayer. Verse 24, a gift for the temple. Then I separated 12 of the leaders of priests, Sherebiah, Hasabiah, and 10 of their brethren with them, and weighed out to them the silver, the gold, and the articles the offering for the house of our God, which the king and his counselors and his prince and all Israel who were present and offered. Let me read verse 24 again. Then I separated 12 of the leaders of the priests, Shebaniah, Hezekiah, and the 10 of their brothers with them, verse 25, and weighed out to them the silver, the gold, and the articles, the offerings for the house of our God, which the king and his counselors and his priests and all Israel who were present had offered, even weighed into their hand 650 talents of silver, several articles weighing 100 talents, 100 talents of gold. Verse 27, 20 gold basins and basins of bowls worth 1,000 drachmas, and 2 vessels of fine polished bronze. And bronze is of brown silver, golden color, precious as gold. Verse 28, and I said to them, you are holy to Yah the Lord. The articles are holy also, and the silver and the gold are a freewill offering to Yah the Lord, our God, of our fathers. Watch and keep them until you weigh them before the leaders of the priests and the Levites and heads of the fathers' houses in Israel, of Israel in Jerusalem, in the chambers of the house of Yah the Lord. So the priests and the Levites received the silver and the gold and the articles by weight to bring them to Jerusalem to the house of our God. Verse 31, the return to Jerusalem. Then we departed from the river of Ahava on the 12th day of the first month. And the first month on the Jewish calendar that I have here is called Nisan, to go to Jerusalem. And the hand of our God was upon us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy and from ambush along the road. So we came to Jerusalem and stayed there 3 days. Now on the 4th day, the silver and the gold and the articles were weighed in the house of our God by the hand of Meremoth, the son of Uriah, the priest, and with him was Eleazar, the son of Phinehas. With them were the Levites, Josabad, the son of Jeshu, and Noadiah, the son of Binuah. Verse 34, with the number and weight of everything, all the weight was written down at that time. The children of those who had been carried away captive, who had come from the captivity The children of those who had been carried away captive, who had come from the captivity, offered burnt offerings to our God of Israel, 12 bulls for all Israel, 97 rams, 77 lambs, and 12 male goats as a sin offering. All this was a burnt offering to Yah the Lord, and they delivered the king's orders to the king's satraps, and satraps are your local rulers, such as mayors and the governors in the region beyond the river. So they gave support to the people and the house of God. Let's start reading a very important chapter. We finished reading through chapter 8. Let's go into the reading of chapter 9, very important, intermarriage with pagans. When these things were done, the leaders came to me saying, the people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have separated themselves from the people of the land. The abominations. And abominations are crimes against God's commandments. For with respect to the abomination of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Ammonites, the Moabites, the Egyptians, and the Amorites. Sheep, I tell you, I do not have a computer. What I want you all to do for your homework is to find out, go to Google these different names, find out where these areas are located, and you'll be know a little more than I. Verse 2. And I say that because these places are important for us to know so that when we go back, we will, if any of those people are left there, we'll know not to mingle with those people. Verse 2, chapter 9. For they had taken some of their daughters as wives for themselves and their sons, so that the holy seed, this is important, the holy seed, men of color, I'm going to say black men, stop intermingling. Let's continue reading, and perhaps I'll make my point later. Verse 2 of chapter 9, for they have taken wives for their daughters. Well, let's read verse again, 2 again. For they have taken some of their daughters as wives for themselves and their sons. So the holy seed is intermingled with the people of those lands. Indeed, the land of the leaders and rulers foremost in this trespass. God has told us not to intermingle our seed. And you black men of America, I'm telling you to do not intermingle with these other nations. Your seed is holy. You do not know this because you have not been taught. And I'm telling you, and you may not believe me, but that's okay. Let's read verse 3. So when I heard this thing, I tore my garment and my robe and plucked out some of the hairs on my head and beard and sat down astonished. Verse 4. Then we're going to stop at verse 4 right here. And we're going to pick up on verse 4 of chapter 9 next time. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father God, we thank you for her constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily prayer and forgiving us our debt as we forgive our debt. Say that prayer in Yahweh's name, also known as Jesus. Amen. Remember, sheep, take our Father God with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next time. But before I leave the air, I want you to purchase this book, How to Eat and Live Longer. Go to www.eatandlivelonger.com and purchase this book. Also, in Leviticus chapter 11, it tells you what foods you can live longer and have a fuller, happier life. Remember, God loves you. He loves you more than I love you too. Talk with you next time. Thank you.
$129 a month for Equinox and $139 for Malibu. And that's the price for everyone. Get the manage now to choose from Michigan's biggest selection. But hurry, before the sun sets on these deals. New Orleans police are looking for two men who stole a car with a two-year-old girl in the back seat. Police say the driver filled up his tank and left his engine running with his daughter alone in the car. When he went to pay for the gas, the thief jumped in his car and just took off. Thankfully, that girl was found safe on the side of the road a couple of miles away. The pilot of this plane managed to pull off a daring landing. Look at that. The plane made an emergency landing near a Texas freeway during rush hour. This all happened in Arlington, where two major highways meet. The plane hit a truck before coming to a complete stop. We're told the pilot was pulling it. One of those advertising banners when he reported a loss of oil pressure. Thankfully, no one was seriously hurt, but a passenger in that truck was taken to the hospital.
A mountain lion on the loose gave people quite a scare in Utah. This is what workers outside an office building spotted yesterday morning. The cougar was roaming around near that building and pretty close to restaurants and neighborhoods. Wildlife officers cornered the big cat, after it ran around for more than an hour. They managed to hit it with a tranquilizer gun. When the cat wakes up, they plan to release her into the wild.
With leather for
$49 per month.
The White House is saying the Department of Veterans Affairs is ill-prepared to deal with the people it serves. A new report from the Deputy White House Chief of Staff says the VA is plagued by significant and chronic system failures. It also says a corrosive culture is hurting morale and affecting the timeliness of health care. The review also found that a 14-day standard of scheduling medical appointments was inaccurate and that some employees manipulated the wait times so they would appear shorter. President Obama ordered the review in response to reports of long delays for treatment and of veterans dying while awaiting medical appointments.
We have an update this morning on the Supreme Court battle over birth control. The justices are expected to deliver their decision on Monday. The case fits the religious rights of employers and the rights of women to birth control of their choice. It all involves the Affordable Care Act, the president's health care law. It states employers must cover contraception for women at no extra charge, along with a range of preventative benefits. Dozens of companies claim religious objections to covering all or some contraceptives. Happening now, wildfire burning in Colorado, southern Colorado, has grown to more than